Here's a job for you, or maybe your kids, if they're aged between 7 and 15. The official town crier of London is looking for a young trainee. Someone who can cut a dash in a tricorn hat, ring a mean bell, and tell it like it is on the streets of London. The present incumbent, the man who has oyed so faithfully for almost 25 years, is Peter Moore, who joins us on the telephone now. Mr. Moore, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
And can we ask you for a brief performance?
Certainly, I'll give one straight away.
Please.
This is Peter Moore from London, England, bringing greetings to the listeners in the United States of America. God save the Queen!
Mr. Moore, what message do you impart, typically, of a given day?
Well, Dr. Johnson said, when a man is tired of London, he's tired of life. In London, there's all that life can afford. And my job basically is promoting the various tourist attractions in London, telling people what's going on in London, etc. I also lead various parades, and then I also do various charity events, and basically have a wonderful time.
And what's it take to be a good town crier, would you say?
Well, first of all, you've got to believe in your art. You've got to have a good delivery, good stamina, because obviously you're out in all kinds of weathers. Not only must you be loud, but you must also be audible. There's no point shouting loud if no one can understand what you're saying.
Yeah. Tell us about your bell, if that's not too blunt an inquiry.
Yes, well, you have a very famous bell in the United States of America called the American Liberty Bell.
Yeah.
Well, that is made by the same people who made my bell, which is the Whitechapel Bell Foundry, who have been going since the 17th century. It's based in the East End of London. They make all the massive bells for the churches around the world, also the American Liberty Bell, and, of course, Big Ben, which, of course, is the bell, not the tower that people think it is.
Yeah. But why are you looking for a young trainee?
Well, I don't know if you're aware, but most town criers are in their 50s and 60s, and I noticed this a few years ago when I went to a town criers convention, and I'm celebrating 25 years of being a town crier next April, and I lead this very big parade in London with about 10,000 participants on January the 1st called the New Year's Day Parade London, and they suggested that I had a trainee to win a competition and start the parade with me on January the 1st. So I'm going to ask any child, male or female, between the age of 7 and 15 to join in a competition, and the winner will be picked on the 30th of December in Parliament Square. And for anybody who's interested in the history of London, of course, the first town crier came into being in 1066. So I think a young person who's interested in history and would like to take up this job, I think it's a good opportunity for them.
You do make it sound attractive, I must say. Mr. Moore, thanks so much. It's been very nice talking to you.
Thank you very much.
Peter Moore is the official town crier of London.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah! It's 22 minutes before the hour.